Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. My name is Karis. Today we'll be reading from John 9, verses 1 to 34. I'm reading from the NIV. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming, when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed, and came home seeing. His neighbours and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash, so I went and washed and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath. Therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. "He put mud in my eyes," the man replied, "and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others asked, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. "What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened." The man replied, "He is a prophet." They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. "Is this your son?" they asked. "Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that he can now see?" "We know he is our son," the parents answered, "and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, who already had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. That was why his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. "Give glory to God by telling the truth," they said. "We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." Then they asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered, "I have told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Then they hurled insults at him and said, "You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from." The man answered, "Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." To this they replied, "You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?" And they threw him out. The first thing in this passage that really struck me is the fact that the disciples turn around to Jesus and ask him who sinned, as this man was blind. Because it was a common assumption in those days that any kind of disability that you had was a reflection on your spiritual relationship with God. If you weren't that close to him, then God would punish you by giving you illnesses or making your life go badly or something like that. And even though people don't think about that as much now, I think sometimes we can be guilty of, if something goes wrong in our lives, we're like, oh God, why weren't you there for us? Why would you let that happen to us if you really care for us and love us? Tendency to almost, we can almost blame God for these things that are happening to us, even though he isn't punishing us and he isn't giving us into trouble. But instead, as Jesus says, but this happens so that the works of God might be displayed. We aren't being punished, and God isn't even giving us these bad things so that he can then make better of them and show us how merciful he is. But instead, it just shows us that how God can make good things happen out of what seems like hopeless situations. And then after this, Jesus spits on the ground and makes some mud and then puts it on the man's eyes and tells him to go and wash it off. Really a common practice in today's teaching or healing of others. But I think this is a really good example of how Jesus heals in different ways. As we've been seeing in the different podcasts that we've had this Lent, Jesus does heal in many different ways, whether it's by a word or a touch, or in this case, mud and washing it off. Jesus heals loads of different people. He heals them in loads of different ways. And that's the same with us. As we become followers of Jesus, we all have encounters with God in our own way. They're all unique and special for us. And then later on in the passage, the Pharisees start to investigate what happens to see if there's some way that they can pull Jesus up. And as we see the first time, the man's simply questioned by the Pharisees, and then they get his parents and start asking them a bunch of questions too. And then finally, he's brought before the Pharisees again, but this is a more confrontational meeting, and he's ultimately insulted and thrown out afterwards. And it kind of shows us how the more this man talked about what happened, either to the Pharisees or telling other people about it, and the more he understood the encounter, the more opposition he faced. And the more angry and agitated the Pharisees became. We can also find that that happens in our own lives. The stronger our relationship becomes with Jesus, and the more our lives change for him, it does become. And I really just want this to be an encouragement that the stronger we get in our faith with God, the harder it will become. But that's normal, and that's gonna happen. But we really just have to trust in God that He is taking control of our lives, and that in our bad situations, He'll make good out of them, and that every day we can have encounters with Jesus ourselves. I like to pray. Lord, we thank you for the fact that we can trust in you always, and that we know that you help us all the time. And we do pray that we can even get just closer and closer to you, Lord, that we can know more about you. And in all the challenges and hardships that we face, that we remember that you are with us, walking with us every step of the way, Lord. In Jesus' name.